Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome. Wait a minute.
Hey, Santa, can you bring me something good? Can you bring me something sweet?
Something sweet, something sweet.
Like chocolate kisses or candy cane. Gumdrops or butterscotch, fruity flavor, chewy ring. Hey Santa, can you bring me something nice?
Something nice, something nice.
Hey Santa, can you bring me something new? Can you bring me everything? Hey Santa, can I sing this song to you?
Sing to you.
Can you make my wish come true?
Make it true, make it true.
Can you fill my stocking with lots of treats? Boxes with red and green
underneath the Christmas tree.
Hey Santa, can you bring me everything?
Song. It just gets us started off in the Christmas spirit. Love it so much. So welcome to Ignite, everybody. Ignite at Night, everybody. My name is Talia.
Good, I'm George.
Hey, everyone. It's Vanessa.
And we are the Innovation Crew. Woo! Thank y'all for joining us. Vanessa, you sound a little sick. You all right?
Yeah, I think I'm getting a little sick. My nose is stuffed up and stuff, you know. I'll be okay.
Oh my goodness, you guys. So, yeah, so we have a great show for y'all today. I just found something out. It caught me off guard. But I'm so happy, y'all. Jordan knows why I'm so happy. And why he's so sad. So, yesterday, the SEC Championship, Alabama, as if y'all didn't know, we beat Florida 29-15. Woo, woo, girl, I don't know when Jordan is just going to get over the fact that we're the best football team, like, of all time, and no one can beat that, not even the Gators. You still mad at me?
Alabama will never get respect for me. They always cheat to win. The refs never call the other team. They never call for the other team.
Why do you always suspect us of cheating? Why can't you just accept the fact that we're just great? What's wrong with that?
Y'all not. Y'all gonna lose again just like y'all lost last year to Oklahoma State in the tournament. So what's the point of y'all being in there?
We have to lose. I'm gonna whoop y'all. They really not. Let me tell you, Jordan. You know, last time we were a little bit lenient. We lost a few games, but now we're gaining our little. So too bad for your team. But
I don't care about Alabama, and I know dang well Vanessa don't care about Alabama.
Right, nobody cares about Alabama.
I mean, Vanessa don't care about football in general, so it really don't matter.
But really, I really don't care about Alabama because you be trying to do too much.
Alabama do too much. We don't do enough. Well, yes, we do. We just,
you
y'all
just
mad. Y'all can get as many championships at us, or close to as many as us, then y'all can talk crap. But as of now, It's just roll tide with the best, so.
That's the only reason why people in Alabama like college football. Because that's the only thing they go winning.
Right.
Well, as long as we're winning, it don't matter. Now do it.
Yes, it does.
Whatever. Let's move on. Well, sadly, that's not the only thing. In his Los Angeles home, he battled with Alzheimer's disease. He was most known for being one of the most big in the Alzheimer's disease. Alzheimer's was most beautiful restaurant star.
So they took 7 days just to name her Northwest. They lame.
That's cute. People think it's cute, Northwest. That's cute.
No. That's lame.
It's cute. But so apparently now people on Twitter are trying to name the baby. The most popular one is East and West. How does that sound to y'all?
Yeah. I like that. That's cute, Easton.
They might be finding one of the couples or something. Northwest, Southwest. No, we need a Southwest. We got Northwest. Now we need Southwest.
No.
Same direction. Well, yeah. So, of course, we had another new birthday. Friday, Jay-Z turned 46, Tyra Banks turned 42. It's the future of the future. I love that show, y'all. Wouldn't it be so cool if they had, like, an actual reunion where they did, like, another show or something? That would be nice.
For what?
I mean...
For what?
I mean, because it's good. Like High School Musical.
I'm talking about sports
shows. That's amazing.
I mean, I don't know.
I mean, the best Disney show of all time, they should have something.
I think it would be good, but it'll just be like too late. Like, too late.
It's two things I've been waiting for so long. That's the Raven sequel, Finding Nemo sequel, and the Cheetah Girl sequel.
I haven't been waiting on the Cheetah Girl sequel because the last Cheetah Girls was so, it was good, I'm not even going to lie, but still, it was just like 50 years ago.
To me, if it's not like a movie, and it's like a TV show, I think it's not going to do good. That's just like saying somebody from the 90s in a music career trying to come back. It's not going to sound
right.
Like...
That's what I'm saying. It's not going to blend in with today's era. It's going to end up looking stupid.
No, but stuff like that is a classic. Like, people look forward to that. Stuff like Like, even when we heard about the That's So Raven reunion, when we actually thought it was a reunion, but they were just on The View. I know y'all remember that. A lot of people were excited. I was, because I thought it was an actual show. Like, okay, they're going to do a little something, but no. It wasn't, sadly.
If they come out right now, it ain't going to feel the same.
You still feel some type of way. I guess not, because everybody think Raven is crazy. That's why. But I still feel some type of way. I think I'd like that. Actually, they said there was supposed to be a That's So Raven movie before the TV show got canceled, because a lot of the Disney shows had their movies after the series came off. And they said it was supposed to be one for That's So Raven where they were in Hollywood. Just never got made, because I guess, you know, during that time they were really busy, especially Raven with the Cheetah Girl. She had her music out, so sadly that never got out. But dedicated to Jay-Z and Tyra Banks celebrating their birthdays. Well, guys, it looks like our live time is up, but guys, make sure after this episode goes off, you check out our podcast 15 minutes later.
Your dude is back, Maybach coupe is back.
All right, y'all, so I messed up a little bit on my part. I only set the show for 15 live minutes, but you know how we do it. But yeah, so... my bad. Again, happy birthday to the lady birthday, Tyra Banks and Jay-Z. And you guys know on the 5th, Walt Disney celebrated his 115th birthday. That's a really long time.
Dang, I probably would not want to live 116 years. That is too much.
Yeah, 115, but actually, well, he died a lot. Well, he died in 1969, so he died a while ago, but he would have celebrated.
I know,
but I'm
saying, I would have wanted to live 116 years. Like, well, I probably would, to see how the world, you know, progressed.
But you know what? There is one woman who still is. Susanna Muchette Jones is 116 years old. Can y'all believe that?
So she's the oldest woman in the world?
She is officially the oldest woman in the world. She was born in 1899. And she was, you know, 1899, she's experienced everything. You know, from...
Yeah, she was a slave. Well, is she black?
Yes, she is African American. Her parents were sharecroppers, I think.
Yes, yeah, so she was probably a slave.
I want to do Stevie Dancing.
Do she be dancing?
Yeah. Sometimes when I think about people that age, I wonder, do they relate to our music? Like, do they be dancing and stuff?
I'm sure not. Well, you never know. There are some people who like old music, but yeah, she's 116 years old, so keep going. I wonder how that feels to be that old.
Have you ever seen that movie, Benjamin Button?
Yes, when he was born old and then, you know.
Yeah.
I still have not seen the whole movie. Y'all just reminded me. I'm with Brad Pitt and Taraji P. Henson.
Yeah.
I heard that was really good. I'm going to see that. So
like,
thank you for reminding me.
If I get 100-something, I hope I still look young, around 116 years old, if I get there.
Yeah, hopefully. I do, too. Well, I do, I'm sure. But, yeah, so happy birthday. I hope she lives another 35 years, let's say, in Jesus' name. On this coming week, on Tuesday, Nicki Minaj and Summer Holder, Dwight Howard, and country singer Sam Hunt will be celebrating their birthday. So,
y'all know the title of this show is No They Didn't, right?
Is no what?
No, they didn't.
Oh, yeah. So, no, they didn't do what?
Let's start off with this. Iggy Azalea and Erykah Badu. Why, Miss Badu? Why?
Why?
They're in sort of a little beef. We started with Erykah Badu. In early November, you guys know when Erykah Badu hosted the Soul Train Awards?
Yeah.
She pulled out Iggy Azalea. She started out by doing a monologue where she was saying that, okay, I'm a singer, also a rapper, and she started calling out rappers. And then she got a fake phone call from Iggy Azalea. And then she said, is what she said. Who is this? Iggy Azalea? Yeah, hey, you can come, because what you're doing is definitely not rap.
Why is she trying to get on Iggy Azalea? Like, what has she done to her?
I don't know. Why does it seem like everybody tends to throw shade at Iggy Azalea? Like, if y'all know her history, Iggy Azalea has had problems with so many people, and they started it, in my opinion. Like, you know, with Snoop Dogg and over petty stuff that doesn't make sense. Even with Nicki Minaj, y'all can say what y'all want, but Nicki Minaj obviously throws a shot at Iggy. And Iggy Azalea, she doesn't... When you think about it, Iggy Azalea really doesn't start anything. I think a lot of people just got mad when Fancy was so big. It seemed like people just kept getting on her for whatever reason. I mean Snoop Dogg, which was really...
Talia.
What?
If you look at it, all her hit songs, she had a feature on it. She ain't have a hit song by herself. That's why I keep getting on her. Like that song Fancy, Charlie XCX had made that song.
And the no, same she thing with,
yes, she did. The same song with her and Rita Ora. Rita Ora made that song. All her hit songs
yeah.
have a feature on them.
Oh, yeah. That's
no,
true.
But people want Iggy to be on their song. She was a featuring artist. Iggy Azalea did a lot of features after Fancy came out. You know, she did with Jennifer Hudson, Ariana Grande, and that one with Rita Ora. So they apparently
she
wanted her.
She didn't like that song. But she said that she said that song with her and Britney Spears, she didn't even like it.
I mean, she got paid for it. And even her and Britney, I don't know if they kind of got into it. They thought Iggy was throwing shade at Britney, but all Iggy Azalea said was that the song wasn't as big as it could have been because it wasn't promoted right, which probably was true because I didn't even know they had a song together until a while. So I think that is true.
All right, but if you look at all the other female, at least they had a song on the top chart with nobody else on the, with nobody feature on it. All her songs that she's that got top on number one had a feature on it.
That's not true. What about Work?
That was not number one.
Okay, but I'm sure it was in the top charts. I mean, that doesn't matter. How many rappers do features nowadays? So many. Most rappers, you know, have features with another rapper.
All right.
That is true.
All right.
Okay, except but I'm saying they have features, but most of their features aren't like what they're known for, because most of the songs that she's known for isn't really her song. It's songs that she's featured in.
No, Fancy is her song, though. That's the point.
But people didn't like that song because the only reason why people like that song is because of the chorus.
The chorus, yeah.
No, hold on. I like her rap. Do that. Yeah. What?
No.
I feel like people should be more celebrating of people, and I'm not going to throw shade or anything, but I do think, you know how some people are when people like cultural appropriation, stuff like that. I do think some people get on Iggy. I will say this way because her skin color. Because it seems like most of the people that have come at her were black and over for no reason, like they just started. I think it is. After Erykah Badu, she said at the Soul Train Awards, Iggy Azalea responded. She said on Twitter, "We are days from 2016, but I came online today and saw it's still cool to try and discredit my 2014 accomplishments. LOL, S-ing, ATLL." That's what she said. And Erykah Badu responded, "Well, that'll be the last time I send an Uber." Dang, girl, can I finish?
I gotta stop you.
Let me finish the whole situation first. So after Iggy Azalea said that, Erykah Badu said, "Well, that'll be the last time I send an Uber for you. I can guarantee you that." So still being a little petty, which is funny. So anyway,
no.
Jordan, what were you going to say before you rudely interrupted me?
I did not rudely. I was going to say a fact. You call her, do you remember the video that was posted online when Iggy was just mumbling? You call that rap?
Yeah, you probably couldn't just hear what she was saying.
I've heard about
it. Yeah, girl.
She did it twice.
Guys, the main thing about this is good music. Iggy Azalea makes good music people like to listen to.
No.
And like you stated,
no.
Who's people?
To get on her based off of her 2014 accomplishments. I mean, Fancy came out, like, what, 2 years ago, and people still getting on her for that?
Because
but she's already been successful for that. So why are people still throwing shots at her 2 years later?
That is not bullying. I believe she needs to put her big girl underwear on, and she needs to take it because that's what comes of being a celebrity.
I know, but whatever way you look at it, they still messing with her for no reason. I don't know if they feel her defenseless. by all these black artists coming at her. Yeah, Nicki Minaj, Snoop Dogg. Now, Snoop Dogg was very low down in what he did. I know y'all seen that. The whole white chick, you know, comparing her to them into little shaved dogs. I was like, oh my gosh. And for what? Yeah. What is she doing to y'all people? What?
She should be used to stuff like that. Look at Soulja Boy. They still get on Soulja Boy about his rap verses.
You gotta get used to. You can't be crying when everybody be talking about you. Like, that comes with being a celebrity.
It shouldn't be about what people say. It should be about you getting money.
Right.
I mean, it does come with it, but I'm just saying what the artists are doing to her is very unnecessary. It's what she wants.
No, you don't know what they got going on. She probably don't want to let you know what she's been up to, but she probably been doing some other stuff.
Exactly. Iggy Azalea and do nothing to them people. They just mess with her for whatever reason.
To me, I think she's going to end up like Harry Houston.
How?
Because since she finna get married to Nick Young and he a basketball player, she ain't gonna be doing no more rapping. She gonna stop. I think. They're like, yeah,
I like Carrie Hilson.
Well, yeah.
You don't like Carrie Hilson?
It's not that I don't like her. I don't think she's put out enough. What can I say? I guess music you can remember to be. I mean, when she did come out, yes, I did, but like some artists, I don't think she came out with enough hits for me to be like
a fan. She's a songwriter, so some of the songs you probably like, she probably wrote it. You don't even know it.
I know she's a songwriter. I'm just saying, if I want to be a fan of her myself based off her music, I just feel that she didn't come out with enough songs that I particularly like for me to be like, oh, I like her still, you know. Now somebody like Janet Jackson, of course, I'm going to still like her 5 years later.
All that old music. That's your point.
If you listen to her first album, it clarifies her legendary status, especially Rhythm Nation. She could have stopped right there, but still, I mean, she's put out enough iconic hits and stuff to be to that level where it doesn't matter. Like, she didn't even have to put out the last album she did, even though she did, it was great. So I'm just saying, I don't feel like Carrie Hilson has put out enough of her own singing, her own music, for me to be like, oh yeah, I'm a fan. That's just how I feel,
to
my
me,
opinion.
And then my opinion about Janet Jackson, like, she's good, but some of her songs, I only like two or three of her songs out of all them songs she made out.
Because you probably haven't heard most of them.
I did. It don't bring no vibe in to me.
Well, I'm sure you haven't heard a lot of them because her songs are lit, you may say.
Girl.
I'm a quick fan of that. I know. But yeah. So to conclude this, come on, y'all. Iggy Azalea, y'all leave that girl alone. Let her live her life. Come on, guys. Let all female rappers and people, they need to come together and do stuff instead of just bagging at each other. But guys, you have so much more stuff. What?
Sometimes I be thinking you live in the past, Shalia.
Right, she does, guys.
Most of the stuff you always bring us always from the past.
Right,
well,
look to the
future. I know Nicki Minaj's brother was charged for raping a 12-year-old girl, and Nicki Minaj just bailed him out.
Really?
Yeah. Now, that was my brother who was saying right there. I'm serious. I don't feel like the punishment for such a thing is